Good morning. It's March 14th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a move that could redefine the landscape of social media in the United States, the House of Representatives has passed a bill that puts the future of TikTok on the line. This legislation demands ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, to divest the platform within 6 months or face a complete ban in the country. The bill, passed on March 13, 2024, has not only caught the eye of domestic policymakers, but also international governments and tech circles. It has sparked a debate on the global stage, with Beijing labeling the move as bullying and Australia considering similar legislative measures. This bipartisan effort reflects growing concerns over data privacy and national security implications tied to foreign-owned social media platforms. President Joe Biden has thrown his support behind the bill, signaling a readiness to sign it into law, a stance that starkly contrasts with former President Donald Trump's opposition. The contrast in opinions among America's leaders underscores the complex dynamics at play in the decision-making process surrounding technology and governance. As the bill now heads to the Senate, all eyes are on Senate Majority Leader Schumer, whose decision to put the bill to a vote will ultimately determine TikTok's fate in the United States. The outcome of this legislative process will not only affect TikTok and its millions of American users, but could also set a precedent for how the U.S. navigates the intersection of technology, security, and international relations in the digital age. As the race for the White House heats up, former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden have emerged as the presumptive nominees for their respective parties, setting the stage for a contentious 2024 presidential election. With both candidates now focusing on battleground states and ramping up their advertising efforts, the general election campaign is officially underway. Trump's vision for a second term includes controversial policies such as mass deportations of undocumented immigrants and deploying the military to address civil unrest, signaling a tilt towards authoritarian governance. Meanwhile, concerns are growing over the apparent lack of viable alternatives to the main candidates, alongside a troubling decline in political engagement across the country. Despite delivering a recent State of the Union address, President Biden has struggled to gain traction, lagging behind Trump in national polls. The upcoming presidential debates are now seen as pivotal moments that could sway public opinion, potentially more so than Trump's ongoing legal challenges or the Democratic convention. The campaign is expected to be highly polarized, marked by personal attacks and the looming threat of violence. Amidst this climate, journalists like CBS News correspondent Robert Costa are stressing the importance of diligent, unbiased reporting. Costa specifically points to the necessity of clear and accurate coverage of the legal issues surrounding Trump, underscoring the role of the media in providing credible, nonpartisan information during this turbulent election cycle. In a leap forward for space exploration, SpaceX has just cleared a major hurdle with the FAA, paving the way for the launch of its ambitious Starship Super Heavy vehicle from the heart of Texas. This approval not only marks a key milestone for Elon Musk's space venture, but also sets the stage for a new era in commercial space transportation. SpaceX's journey to this point has been marked by innovation and the pursuit of redefining space travel. With the FAA's green light, the company is now set to undertake a mission that could see the Starship Super Heavy vehicle making its mark, not just over the skies of Texas, but potentially over the Gulf of Mexico and the Indian Ocean as designated landing sites for Flight 3. The conditions of this approval are stringent, requiring SpaceX to adhere to a series of operational and financial responsibilities, including securing substantial liability insurance coverage. The significance of this launch extends beyond the immediate mission. Broadcast live on SpaceX's Twitter, this event underscores the company's commitment to transparency and its priority on rocket reusability. This approach not only captivates space enthusiasts around the globe, but also demonstrates SpaceX's dedication to sustainable space exploration. Looking ahead, the success of the Starship Super Heavy vehicle could have far-reaching implications for the future of space exploration. Its potential role in NASA's ambitious plans to return astronauts to the moon underscores the importance of this launch. As SpaceX prepares for this monumental task, the eyes of the world will be watching, eager to witness the next giant leap in our journey to the stars. In a recent turn of events, a Georgia judge has made a significant ruling in the ongoing legal saga surrounding Donald Trump and his alleged efforts to interfere with the 2020 election results. This decision has sparked a wave of reactions across the political spectrum, marking a complex chapter in Trump's quest for a political comeback. The heart of the matter lies in the judge's dismissal of 6 out of 41 criminal charges against Donald Trump and his co-defendants. These charges were dropped due to a cited lack of detail about the alleged pressure exerted on officials to change the election outcomes. This development is not just a procedural footnote. It represents a partial victory for Trump amid his broader legal and political battles. Despite this setback for the prosecution, the larger case against Trump and his associates is far from over. The remaining 35 counts, including a pivotal racketeering charge, stand firm. This indicates that while the battle may have shifted, the war continues unabated. Furthermore, an impending decision regarding the disqualification of the prosecutor, due to a purported personal relationship with the lead prosecutor, adds another layer of complexity to the proceedings. Amidst these legal maneuvers, Trump's support base remains unwavering. They perceive these charges and the broader legal challenges as part of a political witch hunt, maintaining their belief in Trump's narrative of the 2020 election being stolen. This recent ruling, therefore, feeds into the ongoing narrative of victimization that has galvanized Trump's followers. The implications of this ruling extend beyond the immediate legal victory for Trump. The possibility of appealing the decision or presenting a new indictment introduces a potential delay in the trial, a delay that could stretch beyond the critical November election. This timing is crucial, not just for the legal case, but for the political landscape at large, as Trump seeks to navigate his return to the White House amidst a sea of legal challenges. In a tragic turn of events, former Boeing employee and whistleblower John Barnett was found dead in a South Carolina hotel parking lot in what appears to be a case of suicide. Barnett had been in the midst of a legal battle with Boeing, raising serious safety concerns about the 787 Dreamliner, a situation that puts a spotlight on the pressures faced by whistleblowers in high-stakes industries. John Barnett had taken a stand against Boeing, alleging significant safety issues with the 787 Dreamliner. His allegations were not taken lightly, as he was scheduled to deliver deposition testimony this summer. Despite Boeing's denials of any form of retaliation, Barnett's legal case was moving forward, signaling the gravity of his concerns and the potential implications for Boeing. The circumstances of Barnett's death have led his attorneys to call for a comprehensive investigation amidst a backdrop of contentious legal battles. While Boeing officials have expressed their sadness over Barnett's passing, they have refrained from commenting on the ongoing issues. This comes at a time when Boeing is already under scrutiny, with the FAA finding violations in its production processes, leading to decreased deliveries of the 737 MAX and raising questions about the company's capacity to meet production demands safely. This incident tragically underscores the importance of workplace safety and the need for strong support systems for whistleblowers, especially in industries where the stakes are high. It highlights the potential consequences of speaking out and the critical role of legal and mental health support for those in similar positions. For anyone in crisis, resources are available, including the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988 and the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-8255, underscoring the importance of reaching out for help in difficult times. This has been your daily brief in U.S. news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.